Episode 2097, How Can Sunshine Benefit Your Health?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy every day. It is time to get on your walking shoes because it is Wellness Wednesday. Yes, it's all about your health. It's time to train for life and love your journey. The question is, how can sunshine benefit your health? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, many people focus on food and exercise when it comes to healthy living. What they leave out, though, is the sun. How can sunshine benefit your health? Well, believe it or not, scientists are beginning to understand the importance of sunshine and our well-being. It's like, come on, catch up with the game, right? God already knew. The sun brings warmth into the day. However, the sun also helps to set up a natural rhythm, both mentally, chemically, and physically. So today, we're going to soak up the sun. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Soak up the sun. Now, this is the life, right? Just imagine sitting on the beach. You hear the waves rolling in and the sun is beating down and it's perfect weather, like 82 to 84 degrees with a slight breeze. Well, lately, I have not been walking on that dream beach, no, but I have been walking my neighborhood. I've been out every day walking a minimum of 3.33 miles, not to be exact, but yeah, about 3 1/3 miles, give or take. Some days I've gone as much as 8 miles, but what I have noticed is how much my energy has changed along with my mood and sleeping patterns. Now, the key here is that there's nothing new here, right? It's not about, okay, we know walking's good, right? It's intentional movement, but it's refreshing to the mind, body, and spirit. It gets us out. It wakes up our body. There's a reason to that. We have to remember that taking care of our bodies is more than food and exercise. God gave us day and night, not just because it seems right with the world, but because it serves a purpose. So let's break it down into three areas. Number one, the sunshine vitamin. Oh yes, vitamin D is often referred to as the sunshine vitamin. It plays a critical role in our well-being. Vitamin D is an essential nutrient, but what is magnificent about our body is that it can produce its own vitamin D with the help of what? The sun. The ultraviolet rays from the sun, those are the UVB rays. Now, vitamin D can be found, though, in food. People are like, oh, I can eat it. And yes, you can take a supplement, but the key is this. You're only going to find vitamin D, a good source of it, in fatty fish, egg yolks, and fortified milk. But that's not a lot of options. What if you don't like any of that? Then you're kind of up a creek, or you need to be out in the sun. Well, this is one reason why nearly 50% of Americans have a deficiency in vitamin D. I personally take a supplement of vitamin D every single day. My husband does. It's very important to our bodies. If you're one who is stuck in an office or you work from home and you're not outside and you don't allow yourself to be exposed to the sun, you definitely need to make sure you have your vitamin D levels checked. I cannot stress that enough. Now, this should alarm you a little bit, right? The amount of people who are deficient, because vitamin D deficiency along with decreased sun exposure is linked to negative health outcomes. We need vitamin D in our bodies every day. So you can get your dose when you get up, get out walking, or whether you have an animal, you want to walk even your cat, if you have a pet guinea pig and they want to be walked, get outside in the sun. Because remember also, vitamin D is vital to bone health and normal immune function. And think about where we are in our world today. You need a strong immune system and so does your family. So get out and expose yourself to the sun. It's the sunshine vitamin, right? We need that vitamin D. Number two, circadian rhythm for mood and sleep. A lot of us don't think about this, but our bodies have natural rhythms that are light and dark sensitive. As light enters our eyes, a signal is sent to the brain that triggers thousands of physiological functions throughout the body, including the release of hormones, as well as muscle, organ, and brain function. Now, the sun helps to coordinate our body's activities on what? A 24-hour cycle every day. And what do we call that? The circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm is activated every single morning when you are exposed to sunlight. Maybe you've heard some people say you need to buy the sun, quote unquote, light. So if you don't have sun around you, like people who live in Alaska and it's dark for a certain period of time, they turn this bright light on. Why? To help them with exposure and also to allow their bodies to say, oh my gosh, it really is light outside and I need to rise and, you got it, shine. Hence why I say rise and shine, right? The brain releases serotonin, a hormone that boosts your mood and creates a calm feeling. At night though, serotonin is converted to melatonin, helping us to sleep more effectively. And that's so important. But the problem is, you think about workers that have night shifts. They have a hard time with circadian rhythm because they're messed up, right? They're working at night and they sleep during the day and their bodies are like, I don't know what I'm doing. And so they have to figure a way to really allow their bodies to operate at its optimum. And it's hard. It is a struggle, but it can be done. Also, your mood and circadian rhythm are affected by how much or how little sun you receive. Sunlight also supports mental wellness and happiness. And that's important for us to realize that we need sunlight. The sunshine vitamin, brings a smile to your face. And finally, number three, you got to find the balance. Overexposure of the sun can lead to the burning of our skin. You do not want a sunburn. You do not want to have multiple sunburns. So you have to be protective of your skin. However, because of using sunscreen, that is also attributing to our lack of vitamin D in our bodies. And so therefore, we need to be exposed when we don't have the sunscreen on. So be wise when you're outside. Right? Don't sit here and just assume, okay, well, she told me I need my vitamin D and to go outside. Yes, but don't go outside at 3:30 in the afternoon when it's the heat of the day and the sun is bearing down and it's hot as anything and the UVB rays are high. Yes, pay attention to that. Be wise. Go earlier in the morning. Go outside much earlier. Go out at 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Stay out for 20 to 30 minutes, no more. You will get what you need during that period of time. Expose as much of your body that you can. Now, there are some people that are like, they're all for it, and they are out there skin to bone, like they have nothing on except their skin on their bones. If that's not you, though, and you don't feel comfortable, that's fine. Wear tank top. Wear shorts. Allow anything that you can to be exposed. Now, I do mention this part because I do protect my face. And so you need to consider that. Do you want to put on sunscreen on your face? Now, what I do is I will expose myself in the morning when it's early enough and I will not wear sunscreen. But if it's after 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning, you better believe I have sunscreen on my face because I do not want to take a chance of overexposure on my face. It just is not good. So that's really with any part of your body, but especially our faces. If you do not want to quote unquote age because of the sun, which it can do that to our bodies, you don't want to look like a leather carpet, then definitely put on sunscreen, but you don't have to use a high SPF. You can use a lower one initially, and then you can ramp it up if you're going to stay outside. But you got to be wise. be cautious not to get too wrapped up in being perfect with your health. We're all trying to eat the right way. We're all trying to get our certain exercise in. We're all trying to sleep better. And then you're like, oh my gosh, and now you're telling me to soak up the sun? I do not have time to go outside to soak up the sun. Well, you know what? Maybe we need to make time. Because how would you feel if you could feel better? I mean, think about that. What if your mood was better? What if you had more energy just because? It wasn't food. It wasn't because you took a supplement. It wasn't because you took a vitamin, with the exception of getting outside and exposing yourself to the sun. I got to tell you, I have been working on this with my husband. A few years back, it was a concern of ours. And I was like, hun, you are not getting enough sun. And we actually went and had his vitamin D levels tested, and he was very, very low. And in my opinion, critically low. I'm like, and no wonder you're having these issues. Yes, we need to look at this. So man, we ramped it up hard and heavy with his supplements, his vitamins, making sure that he was getting in a very good amount of vitamin D. We're talking about 5,000 to 7,000 IUDs a day. And then we also made it a point that when he had a break, because understand, his office at that time had no windows, and there was no direct outside. He had to go, you know, through a elevator, and he was stuck inside, and he didn't have access to anything. So it made it very, very challenging for him. But you know what? He raised those levels. Why? Because he was simply being intentional. The simplicity here is what? Intentionality. Soak up the sun with a smile, knowing that you are doing your mind, body, and spirit good. You will feel better, I promise you. And you'll look better, plus you'll function better. Go out today, train for life, and love your journey. And P.S., a grandbaby's on the way. An announcement soon to come. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.